This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Milton. Ukraine and its Western allies are engaged in fast-track talks on the possibility of arming the invaded country with long-range missiles and military aircraft. AP correspondent Sarah Naffa reports.
Mykhailo Podolyak, an advisor to Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, said Ukraine supporters in the West understand how the war is developing and know the need to supply planes capable of providing cover for armored vehicles that the United States and Germany pledged at the beginning of the month, a decision that led to criticism not only from the Kremlin, but from the Secretary General of NATO and European Union member Hungary. Western weapons have proven essential to Ukraine's defense, while stoking ever higher tensions with Moscow. Amid the news of the Western pledges of heavy tanks, Russia bombarded Ukraine with exploding drones and artillery shells. The attacks continued Saturday when Russian missiles struck the city of Kostyantynivka in eastern Ukraine's Donetsk province. The fighting has largely been deadlocked over the past months, with winter conditions slowing down ground operations and neither side reporting significant progress. I'm Sarah Naffa.
Peru's embattled president Dina Boluarte on Saturday urged lawmakers to find a way out of a deepening political crisis by agreeing to snap elections in December, just hours after Congress voted against the idea. The South American country has been embroiled in a political crisis with near-daily protests since December 7th, when former President Pedro Castillo was arrested after attempting to dissolve Congress and rule by decree. Protesters are demanding that Boluarte resign and call fresh elections. An explosion at a military plant in Iran's central city of Isfahan was caused by a drone attack, according to Iranian state media on Sunday. They cited the defense ministry with that information. You can find more on this story and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Linda Thomas-Greenfield said on Saturday that the U.S. has pledged $2.4 billion in aid to the Horn of Africa to help alleviate famine in the region. She spoke at a news conference in Kenya's capital, Nairobi, where she's visiting.
The figure for the region, for the Horn, is about $2.4 billion. So we have successfully helped this region avoid famine.
Thomas Greenfield called on the international community to contribute more, saying the U.S. cannot do it alone. The Memphis, Tennessee Police Department has disbanded the special unit whose officers beat to death motorist Tyree Nichols. A police director, C.J. Davis, said Saturday that she is listening intently to Nichols' family, community leaders, and uninvolved officers in making the decision. She said the officers currently assigned to the unit, quote, agree unreservedly with the step. The nation of the United States is still trying to come to grips with the video showing five Memphis police officers pummeling Tyree Nichols after a traffic stop, an attack that led to his death. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has a report.
Civil rights leader Reverend Al Sharpton devoted his National Action Network broadcast to the fatal police beating that left Tyree Nichols dead and five officers fired and arrested.
You don't beat a man to death, right. An unarmed man that you know was no threat to you. There's no excuse.
He says he's disappointed all the officers are black.
We marched to get blacks and browns in the police department.
And Sharpton calls on Congress to approve the George Floyd bill, created but not passed. There have been no police nor community officials who have publicly tried to defend the officers' actions heard on their body cameras. Even their chief, C.J. Davis, says there's no explanation.
That level of aggression just makes you wonder, what in the world happened?
I'm Jackie Quinn.
Former U.S. President Donald Trump has kicked off his 2024 White House bid with a stop in New Hampshire, where he criticized members of the Democratic Party as radicals.
The radical left people, I think in many cases they're Marxists and communists, and I used to say that seldom. Now I say it all the time because they are. You look at what they're doing to our country.
Later Saturday, he was expected in South Carolina. The appearances in the two early voting states mark the first campaign events since Trump announced his latest run for office more than 2 months ago. Once again, more on that and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, I'm Marissa Milton, VOA News.